talk about what's going on the markets to start the week, John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, and it promises to be an action-packed week. We've been talking about second quarter earnings some, but this is the week that the real brunt comes out. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Dow futures down about 40 points this morning. Of course, the market up 123 points on Friday. That was after the big drop of over 100 points on Thursday caused by the downing of the Malaysian airline Flight 17. We'll see what kind of volatility we have this week as a result of that. But there's just some very interesting things going on. One of them being that if you are one of those people who likes to electronically read your books, good news from Amazon. Amazon says they're going to start offering an unlimited reading and audiobook listening service for $9.99 a month. The experts on Wall Street says this could add over $1 billion in revenue to Amazon. Kind of an interesting service. It's going to be called Kindle Unlimited. You're going to be able to read pick from 600,000 Kindle books and thousands of audio books, according to Amazon. It's going to be available not just for Kindle users, but also for non-Amazon mobile devices like those powered by Apple system and Google's Android system. You'll just have to download the Amazon Kindle app. They're going to offer a 30-day free trial service, and for those of you that don't mind reading books that way, I still like the feel and smell of books myself, but maybe I'll be converted someday. The Forbes family is going to sell the controlling interest in their featured business, and that is, of course, Forbes magazine. Steve Forbes is going to stay on as the chairman, but they're selling the majority interest in Forbes Media LLC to a Hong Kong investor group for $300 million. Kind of interesting, some of these things are happening with foreign dollars as they seek a way to invest their money. Big news from ABB, the parent company of Baldor. This is fascinating. They're forming a partnership, a joint venture with Volvo. They're going to say they're going to, quote, revolutionize urban e-mobility by co-developing and commercializing electric and hybrid buses with fast-charging systems. The first project is going to combine Volvo's electric bus, their new electric hybrid bus, and ABB's automatic e-bus charging system. It's going to happen in Luxembourg, going to roll out next year. Now, Volvo's new electric hybrid bus, which is being used extensively throughout Europe, reduces the fuel consumption by normal diesel buses by 75%. And this new fast-charging system that ABB has developed will allow them to recharge those buses almost instantaneously at bus stops in places like that. Halliburton, the number two oilfield service company in the world, reporting great numbers this morning. Profit up 20%, 91 cents a share versus 69 cents a share the same period of last year. That met Wall Street's expectations, but the revenue was up 10%. But here's the good news. The revenue was increase was because of increased drilling activity in North America, and also the Gulf of Mexico. Some of the prior quarters we've seen over the last couple of years, it's been North America and the Gulf of Mexico that's been dragging down the results. But here we see that's what's helping it. Tomorrow afternoon, after the market closes, we get numbers from Apple and also from Microsoft. I will assure you that will put some kind of a charge into the market, either good or bad. And when we look at these earnings, so far so good for second quarter earnings. We've talked about how important these are because of the big rally in the stock market and how the market had kind of gotten ahead of itself. Well, so far, 74 of the 500 companies in the S&P 500 that have reported, 73% of them have beaten Wall Street's expectations, and that is so important for them to at least match or preferably beat the consensus numbers of the, quote, experts on Wall Street. This is the week we will get more earnings from S&P companies this week than any other week. Let's hope the trend continues. So far, we start out this morning with a significant number from Halliburton, and the numbers are good because they're from right here in our own backyard, North America and Gulf of Mexico.
John, looking at the wind turbine industry, as you mentioned, of course, Mitsubishi plant that has not been built here at Fort Smith, the good news with all of the energy that we're finding has kind of cut back on the need for some of this turbine power.
It really has. And, of course, the real reason that the turbine power is dead in the United States is because the tax incentive that made it economically viable expired. And, you know, but you have to ask yourself a question. There's a business that can't survive unless there's a subsidy from you and I as a taxpayer. Should it exist anyway? I don't know the answer to that question.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He'll tell you if he doesn't know the answer to a question. Very honest guy. If you'd like to talk with him about some of your finances, something that's been discussed during the broadcast, you could call him at 479-782-2527.